The next case we will be discussing is State v. Perry, which is a 1992 case decided in the Louisiana Supreme Court. The question before the court was whether a death row prisoner can be treated against their will with the purpose of making them competent to be executed. Mr. Michael Perry, a man with a long history of schizophrenia, was convicted of murdering several of his family members. His conviction was affirmed on appeal, and he was sentenced to death. The court ordered an evaluation of his competency to be executed. Mr. Perry was determined to be competent to be executed by the court. The trial court ordered that he will continue taking haloperidol in order to maintain his competency, even if it meant treating him against his will. Mr. Perry appealed to the Supreme Court. However, the Supreme Court sent the case back to the state and asked them to consider Washington v. Harper. To refresh your memory, Washington v. Harper established that an inmate's liberty interests needed to be balanced with the state's interests for prison safety, and that the medical need for treatment needed to be considered. The trial court reinstated treatment over objection, but the Louisiana Supreme Court stayed the order. The Louisiana Supreme Court held that forcing medications merely to facilitate execution, quote, does not constitute medical treatment, but is antithetical to the basic principles of the healing arts, close quote, and that doing so would violate the inmate's right to privacy and amount to cruel and unusual punishment under the Louisiana state constitution. There is no U.S. Supreme Court case that has ruled on the constitutionality of involuntary medication to death row inmates for the purposes of rendering an inmate competent to be executed. However, the American Medical Association has issued ethical guidelines regarding participation in executions. The American Medical Association states that physicians may not participate in executions, but they can provide an opinion about one's competency to be executed. This is because even though the physician may provide the opinion, they would not be making the final determination. Physicians may not treat an individual for the purpose of restoring competency to be executed, but they may use medications to relieve the acute suffering of an individual awaiting execution. The American Psychiatric Association has adopted the AMA's position.